Hello, and welcome to SearchContentManagement.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And today, companies are trying to figure out how to share their files securely and easily without a lot of user training or capital expense. But finding the right file sharing application is often easier said than done. The Lawyers Without Borders organization sends its attorneys all over the globe to conflict-riddled countries. But after its SharePoint portal, which housed sensitive documents about clients, was hacked, it needed a watertight security document management system to protect data, clients, and lawyers. And in this podcast, we'll talk with Christina Storm, founder of LWOB, about the organization's search for a new cloud-based file sharing collaboration tool. So welcome, Christina.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's great to have you. Can you tell us a little bit about why security of information is so imperative for your organization?
When we were younger, it was a little less imperative, but as our organization matures, we are getting ourselves embroiled in a lot of human rights issues. And I think it's no secret that the human rights issues globally have increased exponentially over the last few years. And people's lives are at risk on the human rights front, and on people advocating for freedom of expression, freedom of the press. Those are front and center now in a way they never really were in the past.
Right. So, Christina, first, can you tell us a little bit about some of the challenges you had with some of your old file sharing systems before you brought in your cloud-based system?
I would say two or three challenges were really dominant. One was, as you mentioned, the security factor. The second was the user-friendly interface, or lack of a user-friendly interface. And the third was on the management side, managing the permissions and having a clear sense at all times who was seeing your document, how long they were seeing your document, and what the visibility and sharing was of the document. Just there are very few systems that are intuitive on that score.
So ironically, given many enterprises' concerns about the cloud, your organization, and you in particular, you identified a cloud-based solution that made sense in terms of security and collaboration for your organization. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Started our relationship with Intralinks that it was going to end up being as promising as it is. It was another system. It was one we were willing to try because up until the point when we were exposed to Intralinks, we really had very unsatisfactory results. So we were introduced by a client that actually had its own portal that we found very difficult to use to Intralinks. And, it was sort of love at first sight. It was quite apparent in the very early stages of our experimenting with it and testing it that it addressed right off the bat the two or three issues that were very important to us.
And in an earlier conversation that you and I had, you also said that you had an opportunity to visit the office, meet the people, kind of bring that transparency and face-to-face communication that are sometimes an issue for companies in going to the cloud. You resolved some of that by meeting with people at Intralinks. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Once you get over the threshold that the software, the mechanism, the technology works for you, the second question is, especially in a cloud base, what about the back door, behind the scenes? Where are our documents? Who has access to them? And what's the level of security on the back side that hopefully mirrors the level of security you're seeing on the front side? Right now, we're experimenting with some project management software, and we're right really at that point where everything looks great on the user side, but the real question we have is who's taking a look at these documents, who's seeing our project management issues and our strategies on the back end. So I was invited, actually not invited, I was really encouraged by the Intralinks people to come to their offices, and I think I first met them in London, so I went to the London offices. I was able to see their offices. They're formidable. I've declined invitations just because I have a busy schedule to see their New York facilities. but a lot of security. You don't get into that office unless you go through a few layers of security and people. And I felt very, very comfortable that the back end was just as formidable and secure as the front end that I was seeing.
And also, interestingly, when we talked last time, you told me that as a result of using Intralinx or something, a byproduct of moving to this application, is that you guys kind of now focus on works in progress, and you have and you store files in Intralinx that are really works in progress, not to store files for perpetuity. Can you talk a little bit about that shift in mentality toward information management?
Gosh, this is such a big world, and it's getting bigger for us day by day. But the real value for us in Intralinx, first of all, we're a very mobile group. We have lawyers around the world. My travel is taking me around the world. We administer and manage pro bono lawyers from around the world. So for us, having a cloud really is a saving grace, and having a secure cloud is pretty important to us. The thing I like about the Intralinx is that the decision as to whether or not the document or the sharing that you're about to undertake is one you make every time you exchange a document. So, and the beauty is that I have four or five different computers around the world, and a few of them are older than others, but they never freeze up. And when the email is about to go out with an attachment, I get an option, and it's a very seamless, very quick, very easy. It comes right up on my screen, and it says, do you want to send this to a workspace, or do you want to attach it as an email? So that every time you are exchanging a document, even if I haven't used Intralinx in a couple of days or a week, it reminds me, do I want to send, is this a secure document? Is this, will that matter with this particular document? Am I better off throwing this into a workspace instead of sending it as an attachment? And I've come to really appreciate that reminder, and I especially appreciate it. It happens every time, but you have to believe me. It's very seamless. It does not freeze your machine. And the moment you click, no, I'll send this as an email, it scoots right out out of your box. So I like that I am reminded at times when I might otherwise forget to consider if this is a document that really ought to be shared in a more secure setting than attached to an email.
Right. And you also can set sort of asset-based, you can expire a document, you can decide, you know, in a month this document will no longer appear anywhere, nobody can see it, and it'll just kind of disappear from your folder or work group. Is that right?
Yeah, I would say, I just recently came across one other group that was offering that expiration feature, but it's a very rare feature. I've only found it now in two places, and Intralinx is one. Mm-hmm. And I think Intralinx are the only people that have that seamless interweaving of Intralinx with your email, so that at every time you mail a document, you get to have the option. But in tandem, those two items, they help you manage things. And just the other day, I went through my Intralinx and I started setting expiry dates on things. I said, you know what? That won't need to be there then. This won't need to be there then. So at a time in this busy world where 3 months from now I may forget that the document was up there, now when I have the time to think about the document because I've just put it there, I have the ability to manage it right then and there and then not worry about it. Know that in March or June when I didn't really, I know we won't need that document, it'll be gone. I don't have to think about it anymore.
Well, thank you so much for giving us an inside view into how Lawyers Without Borders is working today and things you might do in the future. So thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having us. It was a pleasure.
And for more on information management, you can always check out searchcontentmanagement.com. And until next time, I'm Lauren Horwitz.